Landslides. 4 people have been confirmed dead while 2 others are still missing following a deadly mudslide that affected 2 sublocations of Baringo North Sub-County. According to Baringo County Commissioner Stephen Kutwa, the 4 fatalities, which included 2 adults and 2 minors, were buried after their houses were swept away by huge debris downstream as a result of heavy rains that pounded the region for a record 3 hours non-stop. Kutwa stated that after the heavy rains subsided, in which several households in Kasisit and Kapkombe sublocations were hit, recovery efforts commenced immediately, where occupants from the first out of the 3 affected homesteads were all safely evacuated by villages. The county commissioner said of the second family, which comprised of 3 members, 2 perished and 1 girl managed to escape and climbed a tree within the compound, where members of public rescued her after raising an alarm. Kutwa said that 2 young men who were sleeping in a house in the third homestead remain unaccounted for, so far as villagers believe they might have been buried deep under debris or swept far away downstream by the heavy torrents carrying logs, uprooted trees, soils and boulders. Rescue mission comprising of Kenya Red Cross Society, KRCS, security officers and members of the public is ongoing. They are comping the entire River Steam to recover the missing bodies, he said. Kutwa, who put residents living in lowland parts of Baringo South on high alert, advised families living along steep slopes to move upstream until the situation normalizes, with mothers of small children and elderly allowed to utilize Kasisit primary school classrooms for the time being. The county commissioner, accompanied by Deputy Governor Eng Felix Kimayo, said that the national government, in conjunction with county government and other partners like KRCS, will do everything possible to provide the landslide victims with basic necessities like foodstuffs, tents and beddings to make their lives bearable. A huge debris that eroded down from Sokowo Hills to cut off Tabagon-Sokowo Road in Baringo Central Sub-County. Photos by Benson Kellio. Kimayo, who consoled the bereaved families, said for the last 2 days the county has received unprecedented heavy rains, resulting in several landslides, which has destroyed 3 homesteads and displaced approximately 35 households, in addition to damaging critical infrastructure facilities like roads and water systems in most parts. He said that among the areas hit hard by the landslide include Kapkombe, Tirimionan and Kasisit in Baringo North, and parts of Sacho and Tenge's wards in Baringo Central Sub-County. The deputy governor regretted that the abnormal rainfall intensity has led to increase in water volumes in Lake Baringo, leading to displacement of communities living around the water body. Meanwhile, in Baringo Central Sub-County, which witnessed a closure of a 57.1 km Kabanet Kasoyo Tenge's Eldama Ravine Tarmac Road last week, another road has been rendered impassable due to serious mudslides. Kabonjo's location, retired Chief Luka Tingos told KNA on telephone that Tabagon Sokowo Road has been blocked by huge boulders and trees brought down from Sokowo Hills, whose eastern side has experienced serious mudslides. The retired administrator advised residents to be extra cautious during this period, when the area always prone to natural disasters continue to receive heavy downpour. Tingos also asked motorists plying the area to be careful and avoid speeding, especially at night, to avoid endangering their lives and those of passengers.